Well, certainly what this does is reduce the time available, but the government is making the point that during the period in which it is suspending Parliament, Parliament was effectively going to be suspended for much of that period anyway, because you have the major party conferences coming up during the September and October period, and so MPs wouldn't have been at Westminster. So the government insists it's only taking actually a handful more days away from the parliamentary timetable. There certainly will be some time in the House of Commons next week for these debates and these efforts to get underway to try and stop what opponents describe as a hard Brexit, a no deal Brexit. We're also hearing that MPs are potentially going to ask the Speaker of the House of Commons if they can sit through the weekend at one point, which would expand again some of the time available to parliamentarians.